from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
I got to pull the curtain back just a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
I got to pull the curtain back just a little bit. So Figgy Figs in studio with me. The great Chris Santiago is behind the glass doing what Figgy usually does. And, man, he's just flexing now.
I know,
Chris, man. Is just flexing now, man. So, like, when we're in a break, I'm drinking my coffee around lunchtime. I'm finishing my sandwich or whatever. So a lot of times, you know, you got to get ready for the segment coming up. And Santiago does something that you don't. And I'm like, man, I love that. Man, I love that. He goes, 1 minute, guys. 30 seconds, guys. So I'm like, all right. Put my coffee down, put my sandwich down. I'm like, Figgy doesn't do that.
I do not do that, man. I'm not telling y'all anything, man. When the show come back, the show come back.
And we're chewing and drinking.
I don't care. You always got to be ready, man.
Got to stay ready, man. You know?
Yeah, man. The camera is on. Yeah. So we live. Right. When we come back, we live.
Hey, we are. Sometimes when we're not ready. I guess I'm not the only one, because during that break, we got a bunch of texts about, like, maybe I'm not used to it. Am I too cocky? A couple of people said that's the no-hitter syndrome in Houston. Another guy said his Dallas coworker is saying, say it's our year, say it's a year. And he says, I'm refusing to say it. Another guy said that, you know, we just don't realize that we've never been here before. We always get burned. So, yeah, it's tough.
It's PTSD.
It is.
It's PTSD, man. I mean, we all got it at some point where if something good is happening, then it's like, man, there's something bad about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of wait, but. We gotta get that mindset out, man. We gotta be cocky.
I just had to talk about it because I'm like, man, I've never been here before, but I'm not changing.
Yeah.
I think this squad is it, man. Part of it is going to be what happens with Kenyon Green. You know I'm pulling for him.
Yeah.
Atascocita High School.
Why.
Yeah, Atascocita High School. That's where my kids went. Played football there. My kids did, too. They know Kenyon. Texas A&M. He was a stud there. Played every position. So I'm pulling for him, but I just, like, are you ready to say he's the starting left guard?
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. But
you seem really confident.
I don't.
I am?
I am? Yeah, I'm not really confident, yeah. But I do think he had a good camp. I think he looked all right. He had a couple hiccups, but who don't?
Yeah.
So I think he is. I just don't know if he's ever going to live up to that first round pick.
I am, but like Figgy said it, I think that's a great point. I don't think he's there yet to live up to that first round.
So nobody's confident.
Yeah, and it's just like, especially as a first round pick, expectations are high.
I'm not confident.
So
I mean, flat out. I said it before the offseason even began. I'm going to wait 4 or 5 games into the regular season before I declare anything. I think you have to.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's fair, but at this point, I guess the bar dropped lower for me, where I'm like, man, if this guy could just get on the field and start, that's a success. Because last year, he didn't even play.
Yeah.
But if he could just be on the field and play games, then that's a success right there. I don't know how good he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to be the worst guy on the line.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, man, just get out there and try to figure it out.
You like we know he's come back different. Like when they were asking him, you're going to hear from Kenyon Green here in just a second. Like asking him about what is – I saw another video, another interview with Kenyon Green. Because he's down to 315. He looks the part, man. He definitely looks the part.
He looked like an NFL player now.
Yeah.
When he first got in, he kind of looked like a
yeah.
I don't want to say high schooler, but
no, he had baby fat.
Yeah, he did. It looked like he was just. It looked like he haven't did anything with his diet.
Yeah,
haven't worked out like how an NFL player should work out.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, he looked like he got in the gym and he got serious.
Yeah, and they asked him like, okay, what was your most, like his highest weight? He refused to answer.
As he should.
But he's at 315 now and looks really good. So this was Kenyon. Talking about some of that transformation.
Yes, definitely. Just going out there, being able to, you know, continue to do the right things each play is the most important thing, you know, being available and accountable for everything I'm doing. So I'm just happy that I'm out there, you know, can compete with my teammates.
See, and that's part of the reason that I'm going to wait into the regular season, because, you know, it's not just like, because he's had his moments, you know, even before he had his moments. But the problem has been staying on the field and consistently playing at a high level. So that ain't going to happen on Friday night in two series or whatever they play against the Steelers.
Yeah.
It's going to happen over four or five games into the regular season.
Yeah, and he's going to be matched up against some good defenses. So mm-hmm. that's where the test will be. If he can just hold his own right there, and I'm not saying he need to be an all-pro or anything like that. If he could just be decent,
mm-hmm.
and they got some decent play out of, you know, Kendrick Green and other players like that, but if he can just be that and just hold his own,
yeah,
then I think that's fine right there. And then eventually I think we can talk about him stepping it up in the next couple years and maybe living up to that number, I think number 15
yeah.
overall pick.
Okay, so you mentioned the offensive line and some of the guys behind him. I want to get to that in a second, but obviously the number one thing is having all five guys in the position. See, and Sean brought this up last week, and it was a really, really good point. Like, it's not just like they're back, but they're back in the positions that they were designed, either drafted for or acquired for, to play. Titus Howard, right tackle. You know, obviously, Juice Scruggs, center. Shaq Mason, Kenyon Green, Laremy Tunsil's left tackle. So this was Kenyon talking about that.
Definitely in this offense, you know, everything got to click together, you know, especially as a unit, play as one. So being out there, you know, working with everybody, you know, it's just getting everybody better. And I feel like, you know, all it's going to do is just increase our game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned this, and I thought it's an important point. Like, they can get by without Kenyon Green. They can get by. Get by may not cut it.
Yeah.
But you have Kendrick Green. And then they brought in Cameron Irving. And you know, I was saying yesterday, I think he's a good player. You know, you're kind of battle-worn on him.
Yeah. I think you could kind of get by with him,
You too. Can get by with him. He started in this league. He's played in this league for 9 years.
Yeah.
They brought him in, like I said, you know, Skowronek is a better example. But they brought him in after the first preseason game, you know, when maybe they saw some things on the offensive line. So you can get by without... you know, without Kenyon Green stepping up. But they do have guys as options. I mean, maybe that's a message to kind of push Kenyon Green.
It could be, and that kind of worried me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like I said in the first second, I ain't trying to be that guy that's worrying about everything right now, but that is an issue, man. If that's the reason why they brung him in, because they not sure about
mm-hmm.
Kenyon Green, then that's a little troubling to me, man.
Yeah. Look, he had a good moment. I think it was yesterday. Like he something happened, he got, you know, dinged up and he had to get off the field, and he like ran back on the field after one play. Like that alone shows me everything I need to know about at least how he's trying to change, you know?
Yeah, no, and that's a good thing. That's what we were waiting on all off season.
Mm-hmm.
How do I keep getting ready to say Kendrick Green now?
Yeah, I know.
But how do Kenyon Green look? And he came back, he looked good, he looked like an NFL player. And now we want to see how he reacts to practice and eventually get into a game, see how he is during the game.
Yeah, this was Kenyon Green. And again, this is not a little thing. I think it's important for him to understand, like, I'm not just going to stand on the sideline if I get dinged up.
You know, it's a part of the game. You know, you just got to continue to go. So, definitely, I won't like to do that again, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is.
No, but he went back on there, and I don't know if he would have done that last year.
Yeah.
Got his bonus. His work ethic was questioned. I don't know if it's legit or not, but it was questioned. His weight was questioned. Well, he's come back. He's trim. He's 315. He's fighting to get back on the field. He's got the starting position. And that's the number one thing that has me encouraged about Kenyon Green, because D'Amico Ryans and Nick Cassero, they're not going to just do it because they drafted him number one. It's too much on the line this year. Yeah. He's going to be on the field because he earned it.
Yeah.
I just think it needs to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like I said, I'm over the point of this is a first round pick and he got to be an all pro for the next 8-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he could just.
He don't need to be an all pro.
Yeah. If he could just get on the field and hold that position down. He ain't got to be a pro bowler or nothing like that. If he could just be there for all of the games, start all games, and just be consistent, then I think that's okay, man. I kind of threw that whole first round pick out the window.
No,
man.
I think they have too.
Yeah, let's just keep him. It was to me a bad look. He didn't even play last year.
Yeah.
So this year he got to play and just be consistent and hold that spot down.
Man, it'd be huge. It'd be really huge, especially to have those other guys. With the depth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.